Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to make me turn around and got no pride to be made me.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Yes, little girl.
Has anyone seen my 42 laws?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not responsible for lost articles and things.
Oh.
Okay, so whenever he say a key word, everybody just shout on cue.
That's not science.
Memories, then you walls so I couldn't see. But if I get off my knees, I might recall I'm 20 feet tall.
All against the wall, trying hard not to fall.
Yeah.
All I wanted was the ball.
Hey.
I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall.
Wall.
I only get one call.
Yeah.
Who the fuck do I call?
Tyrone.
I ain't got no friends.
Right.
All I got is my fam.
Nigga.
If you don't really give a fuck,
Then
I don't really give a damn.
Yeah.
Fuck all these other niggas.
Yeah.
Don't wanna do a song with you.
Hey.
If you wanna know what I'm thinking,
hey,
then follow me on my Twitter. Think I've been too nice,
right?
This is where the shit ends.
Yeah.
Y'all done got to relax,
yeah,
and stick to the fucking facts.
Damn.
I don't fuck with nobody,
right.
I never fuck with nobody.
No.
You can ask anybody,
gone.
They say I did, then they lying.
Yep.
All this could have been avoided,
right.
But nigga really had to snap.
See.
Cause I've been going through it all,
yeah,
and ain't nobody had my back.
Damn.
Where the fuck was y'all at? When Vodula went down,
right.
Soon as I'm back up, everybody wanna come around. Y'all know I go hard, so push up the fucking fader. Yesterday I'm a hater, today is a cover of the fader. I've been going through it all, no drugs, no alcohol. 420 came back around, but I already came down. I thought I had it figured out, but then it all came clear. Only thing that kept me going,
what?
Is looking in the fucking mirror.
Just
too damn pretty.
Right.
I know your man agreed with me.
Right.
The world would be fucked up.
Yeah.
And my face wasn't all in it.
Damn.
She ill is back in your face. Instagram and book face.
Face.
And I ain't done with y'all yet.
Face.
Going up the internet.
Man,
I've been going through it all. That's why I'm going hard.
Hard.
You did the shit to yourself.
Right.
I swear it's not my fault. Today I'm feeling really blessed. So I'ma count my blessings. I got my number 2 pencils for all you hoes to be testing. I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall.
Right.
trying hard not to fall. All I wanted was the ball.
Yep.
I've been going through it all. Back all against the wall.
Yeah.
I only get one call.
One.
Who the fuck do I call? I've been going through it all.
Stress.
Back all against the wall.
Damn.
Trying hard not to fall.
Yeah.
All I wanted was the ball.
Right.
I've been going through it all.
Yeah.
Back all against the wall.
Dude.
I only get one call. Who the fuck do I call?
Right.
Winter time.
Brothers, sisters, bless your energy. Spread the wisdom. We're not going back to normal. No. We're in the Aquarius age, and we're going deeper every so-called day, every so-called minute, hour, every second. We go deeper into the Aquarius energy. And these Archons, Chataris, Nakals, Draconians, Reptilians, Orcs, Tall Whites, Short Whites, all of these beings, they're trying to hold on dearly to what they created. They call themselves conquering us. That's what they say. They conquered us. They didn't conquer. They didn't conquer anything. They came in. They came in. We didn't know where they came from. And they found out who we were. They learned us. We were so nice and so giving, and then they invaded. We taught them so much. They didn't conquer anything. They came in, they destroyed and killed, slashed, shed blood, all for the means of having the rule over the resources of our planet, so that they can feel powerful. Now this energy has returned. And the original people, so many of our people don't know what to do because they have been programmed. Remember, we are organic machines. And these machines have been programmed to obey the laws of the land. To obey the laws. So many of us have been programmed. And within us, we're hearing to war, war, war. But then these bodies are like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to die. And people, our people don't understand that you have more power within you than what you could imagine. Fear destroys everything that nature built so deeply within us. Fear destroys all of that. We're not going back to normal. We're not going back to that place where you can go to the store and buy these shoes and buy these clothes and do this and do that. We're not going back to normal. This is over. These beings are trying to hold so dearly and so strongly onto the Pisces energy. The Pisces energy is long gone. But they're still trying to hold on because they still have the remnants of the Pisces, just paper money in the stock market. And you know, the Pisces was for only 6,000 years. So the last 500 years of the Pisces age, they were here on our planet. The Pisces age that. January of 2018. So we're already 2 years into the Aquarius age. So now we're coming into a 10,000 year period of the Aquarius, but these beings are so dearly trying to hold on to this Pisces energy, and you can't hold on to something that has already passed because they don't know how to move higher. They and they can't move higher because the energy goes higher. This is why they're getting ready to go underground. This is why they're getting ready to go in their mountainside bunkers at the same time. They're blaming things on a pandemic when in reality their people are dying all over the planet. This is why we're going to have to get ourselves ready for war. Your spirit says war. Your body says no. Now they got this 2020 census. Most of our people saying, I'm not filling that shit out. Some of our people are like, I want to fill it out. But I'm going to put something different on there. Fuck that whole world up. We're not going back to normal. This is why we've been grafted and trained and taught by so many brothers and sisters today. Out here, we're out here giving everybody the information that you need. One brother does this, one sister does this, another brother does this, another sister does this. You got a sister, Ashika Grant. I'm watching her and she's teaching everybody about nature. Check out Ashika Grant. She's teaching everybody about nature. Look at this right here. You can eat this. You can eat this. You can eat this. This is a good vegetable to eat. This is good to eat. All the herbs that's on the ground. Sister Ashika's teaching everyone. Everything that you know today is about to be done. And when we restore our original system, it will be for the good of us, like it was before. But in the meantime, there must be a terrible destruction of this so-called white man and his system. There must be a terrible destruction. And we must literally shed blood. The way of the normal life that we've known is over. Nothing is coming back to normal. Get that in your heads that this is over. The educational system is over. Us learning what they want us to learn? No. Right now it's time to let our children be free, have some freedom. And then after a couple years of good freedom, then we can start teaching them again so that they can figure out who we are. The importance of meditation, the importance of self-guiding. This is one thing we had. Like you said, we didn't have no one person ruling over us. We were all kings. We were all queens. We went within ourselves. We sat in meditation. All the powers that were within us. But we failed. We failed when we saw these beings. And they came and gave us this false hope of we come in peace. And we mingle with them, not knowing that they came through a Stargate portal somewhere in the northern part of our planet. And we mingle with them and we show them different things. And they found out who we were. They found our weakness. And they invaded and we fought back. We killed, they killed, and they went through the land and found out what gave us our powers, and they destroyed it all. They destroyed everything. I would never forget this. And I would never forgive them. They shed the blood of many nations, wiped out many generations. That life that we had then was not coming back to normal, because we had a new life under the rule of an enemy we didn't know was an enemy, because they made themselves to appear to be friends. Many of our tribes says, don't trust. But other of our tribe was just so willing, because they saw a new species. It's not the first time we've seen new species on our planet. So many different species came here. We just want to get some resources, and we've taken them back. And we allow these different species to come and get resources because we know our planet would regenerate quickly. We allowed them, and they came and got what they got, and they didn't come back. But these beings here, these beings that's on our planet, they came here. They came here for a mission, because we didn't know that on their own planet, they were the outcast. They were the black sheep. And they wanted to prove themselves worthy. Believe me, that portal is still wide open. They know how to get home. They're scared to go home, though, because it's a dishonorable thing to encapsulate a whole nation of people on a planet and enslave them and kill them off. It's a dishonorable thing. They will literally have to answer to the elders of their planet. They'll have to be tried for interdimensional crimes. All of them will have to be tried for interdimensional crimes. This is a cosmic crime that they created. This is a sin. They're both atrocities. That's why they can't go back. Because they know that their entire species will be tried. They know cosmic laws said this species is supposed to be with this species, and this species is supposed to be with this species. We're supposed to be among ourselves. Of course, everyone over the cosmos is watching. They're watching. Now it's time for us to gain our powers. Because the life that you knew years ago, you see is ending. Nothing is coming back to normal. Nothing. It's all over. Trump, we're coming for you. Gates, we're coming for you. Rothschild, you've been in very quiet. I see you. You've been very, very quiet, Rothschild. All your cohorts, Elizabeth, you've been quiet. Pope, he's dead. He's dead. They got a clone for him, though. Nothing is coming back to normal. Nothing. All of this is over. This is why it's important that we understand we have to be ready to create the new beginning on our planet. We all want to become to a new beginning. And it's no oh, you know, all this is over and black people and white people can come together and we can just be peaceful and family. No, it just don't work like that. As you grow and as you become more powerful, you will see the energies past and you will see what their forefathers did to so many nations. And you will want to have vengeance. And they won't know why. And maybe they don't need to know. Nothing is coming back to normal. It's all over. This thing is over, my people. They came and killed our elders and our leaders. Forced us to create technology so that they can have this mundane, illusionary world that they created on our real planet. All for the sake of a few illusionary pieces of material called money. Nothing is coming back to normal. But they haven't seen the worst of it yet. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. We'll talk later. Peace to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, y'all. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I'm your host, Taru. And today, guys, I wanted to end and just kind of illustrate a picture for you as far as, you know, first, things are not going back to normal. I think that we have this hope, you know, in the back of our mind that things are going back, you know, the way that it once was. You know, we were comfortable. We finally got to a kind of a systematic comfort, if you will, as far as, you know, work, home, school, routine. You know what I'm saying? And I feel deep down that a lot of us really fear, you know what I'm saying, letting this system go. And I mean, I get it, because this system has been in place for, I personally think the numbers are off, but this system has been in place for, what, hundreds of years, thousands of years? I mean, who knows? But just the to be quite frank, the system is a baby. You know what I mean? So the system is not created by us, as we know. And, I mean, Brother Wisdom goes into some of the history as far as, you know, how the invasion and how it's, the story itself, guys, is very interesting. If you guys have not been tuning into my broadcast that I started a series. I think it's either a 3-part or a 4-part series, but it's from a white guy who actually explains, you know, the real history. You know what I mean? Well, excuse me, her story. Okay, so let's not even say history, but let's say her story, right? So he goes into, you know, he's dropping some real gems, y'all. So we on part two. So go back and be sure. Thanks to everybody that's listening. Not too many people called in, but as far as the numbers, guys, you guys are listening in the background. So shout out to everybody who's listening. Definitely appreciate you for that. But a lot of gems are being dropped. A lot of truths hidden truth, you know, that it's kind of safe to tell the truth now and to kind of say things that you really didn't want to say or that you couldn't say because you would have gotten killed. You know what I mean? But I love the fact that more people are speaking out. And, you know, we're not racist on this platform, guys, but the verbiage that we use sometimes is so that we can, you know, make sense of things. But a lot of the white people are going against one another and telling the truth to one another since COVID hit and since they started fucking with the bag. Oh, you don't mess with the bag. You don't mess with a white person's money, right? So shit has hit the fan, you guys, and it's actually a good thing because while we sit and watch this system really destroy itself, you know, as they say, we have shifted into a new cycle. I don't like to say age anymore, like age of Aquarius, age. These are cycles, you guys. Go back and listen to any of our plasma energy. We have done a lot of shit here at EAR, guys. We have wrote some scrolls up here on EAR, okay? So shout out to the EAR family. Still love everybody. Still everybody who has come through. To LJ, everybody, Eternal. Shout out to Joanne for always listening. Shout out to 708, who's always listening as well, guys. I definitely appreciate you guys. All of that said, you guys, today I wanted to touch on the Lucifer program. This is Bro Joshua. Joshua, I always butcher his name, but the YouTube link is in the show notes, guys. So go back and look at the show notes and for the YouTube link. Please subscribe to his channel. He also has a Patreon. I'm very selective when it comes to who to follow and who to listen to in this spiritual community. I promise you guys, out of 100 people, I would only gravitate to two. Okay, so if you hear me sharing any of these spiritual people on this platform, know that they are well researched by me. You know what I'm saying? I have a keen eye sense of, you know, who's real and who's not, regardless of what they may have going on in the background. CLJ always speaks about, you know, it's not about the messenger, it's always about the message. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the divine message can come from a crackhead. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. Are you listening, right? So anyway, guys, the Lucifer program. Now, if you listen to yesterday's broadcast, I'm going to see where the energy goes if I want to play it again to end the show. But, guys, it's going to be very important for you to study programs, all right? Think of the human, right? Think of the brain. You know what I'm saying? The brain is, in my personal research, okay, this ain't no scholarship shit. In my personal experience, okay, the brain is literally a computer, right? So who programs the brain? Two key things to study is algorithms and programs at this time. Algorithms and programs. Who creates the algorithm for you guys? Well, for us, okay, because we're all in this shit together, you guys. You know what I'm saying? Look, Lisa G used to always say, okay, if I may, shout out to Lisa G. But, you know, she used to always say, we all we got, we all we got, we all we got. And it really, right now, it's really hit me. Like, if we, you know, myself included, as far as how we do each other, you know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect either. But if we are literally all we got, and if we don't get our shit together in our backyards, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. It's pretty bad, y'all. If you're listening, if you got a genuine heart, if your heart chakra is activated, okay, no one to blame. You know what I mean? We've all done things in history, okay? But as we shift back to her story, what are we going to do to balance all this, you guys? You know what I'm saying? That's just my question to the world, to the chosen ones, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if we don't balance this shit, I don't think Mother is going to be too happy even with us and we might get wiped out this motherfucker, all right, if we don't get it together. Anyway, the Lucifer program, right? We that's what this broadcast is, guys. The what is the Lucifer program? This brother had a very, very scorpion energy. I love the male scorpion energy. When in balance. Oh, when in balance. All of us, when in balance. Because we can be a terrible mess when we're not in balance, right? So what is the Lucifer program? Now, remember I told you it's going to be very paramount for us to study programs, right? The Lucifer program is only one program, so this is just one perspective. The clip is about 30 minutes long. I'm not going to be here today. The show is going to be condensed, you guys, back down to like 2 hours for now, right? So yeah, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and play the clip. You let me know what you think about it. I'll be back to discuss. But, you know, as far as programs, guys, and studying these different type of programs, I'm going to be coming back with more. But what is the Lucifer program? If you want to call in, the number to call in is code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys press 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue. All right, guys, I'll be back.
All right. Peace and blessings. This is your brother, Brother Yosef, also known as Chief Nawadi Nkwesi Awi, and I'm back with another video. So I'm sitting here in my office, family. I'm getting some work done, some tribal nation work. Building a tribal nation is very daunting. It requires a lot of responsibility. And it requires a lot of people to be, hopefully your members can be patient, because it's a lot of work that gets done in the background that people don't see, okay? And that's what I'm working on right now. I'm working on things that people can't see that's going to greatly benefit us in the future, you know what I'm saying? So I love all my members. I love all the people that's, even people that's not my members. I love my Patreon members. Thank you guys for being here. You know, sometimes I just got to say thank you. But thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for watching the videos. And, you know, I'm going to keep giving y'all some good information. So today, family, you guys can see the title. I want to talk about something called the Lucifer Program. The Lucifer Program. And I want to explain to you guys why Lucifer has a lot with us being here, a lot to do with us being here. And you guys have heard me explain this information in different ways, but I never actually gave it all out in its full, you know, the full version of it. I've given pieces of it here and there. But I'm going to attempt to, what I'm going to attempt to do in this video is give you guys the full version of it, right, without making a video too long, and giving you guys the full version of it. So today, family, I did a consultation with someone, and somehow I started to just talk about the Lucifer program, and they thought it was some really good information. They're actually a member of my Patreon here, and I thought, man, this might be some good information to give to my paid members, my Patreon members, you know. So that's what I'm going to do here. So let's start from the beginning to explain this Lucifer program, okay? And I'm going to start out talking about the gods who are the gods of your bodies. The world-famous Anunnaki. The universe, some of the most famous entities in the universe, the Anunnaki. That's what we call them on Earth. That's not their true names, right? But that's what we call them, the Anunnaki. Who and what really are the Anunnaki, right? Excuse my camera, guys. It seems to keep the it's adjusting for some reason. I'm not sure if I could change that at all, but it seems to be adjusting here. I think it happens every time I move my head, so I'm going to try to stay focused on the screen. So the Anunnaki family are entities that first existed in a parallel universe, actually where they are now. So the Anunnaki are from a parallel universe, but also in that universe, they're from another dimension. So we're talking about seven-dimensional beings some eighth dimensional, that are from a whole other reality, a whole other timeline, a whole other universe. Let that sink in for a second. So what I'm really telling you guys is that the Anunnaki, as they exist, they don't exist in this universe. What I mean by that is they exist in the universe, but not our universe. So what we're dealing with is multidimensional beings from another universe that are now currently have children in this reality and in this universe. The Anunnaki are a futuristic version of us, okay? They are humans that have evolved into gods by the use of technology. They are our children, okay? They realized something very important as they started to evolve, that the technology could only go so far. It could never make it to what we call the overworld, right, which is the true world. They couldn't get past the eighth dimension. They were stuck because by intertwining technology with their bodies and with their whole living situation, now don't get me wrong, the eighth dimension is a great place to be, but once you're there for so long, you want more. And that's actually what they wanted. They wanted more. They wanted to go home to the true world. They realized they couldn't do it. But they realized, because they're scientists, they're extremely intelligent, that there was a way that they can evolve, and they just would have to do this all over again. And what they found out is that they can go back in time, recreate themselves, and help humanity evolve the correct way. Right, by merging with our souls and taking our souls into the next dimension, not merging with technology. Okay? The technology holds you back. Eventually, technology can go really far, but eventually it holds you back, right? Earthly technology, physical technology. So what they decided to do was to go back in time, implant their DNA in another version of Earth, in another timeline, which by doing that, they created a whole new timeline, and they decided to redo this thing all over. Now, they thought about this, but they didn't know exactly how it could be done. So what the Anunnaki also did was they actually created councils, and they got with other extraterrestrials who were in this universe and its existence. They got with these other extraterrestrials and says, hey, why don't we all implant, you know, we're the Anunnaki, so we're going to implant the majority of our DNA in these people, right? But just so we all have a pact together, we're all going to plant a portion of our DNA inside man. So they will be us, but they will be slightly different. They'll be more advanced as they grow. And I'm talking to everybody who watches live stream. No matter what race you are, no matter what color you are, even though the Anunnaki are more brown-skinned, dreadlock people, all humanity are connected to the Anunnaki. So African-looking people tend to look more like the Anunnaki. But all humans on the planet have the DNA of the Anunnaki in them. That's a fact. So we don't just have Anunnaki blood. We have... I believe it's 26 different species of extraterrestrials in our DNA. I could be wrong, 26, 28 species. But their DNA structure is very small and minimal compared to the stronger DNA structure of the Anunnaki, which is the majority of who we are. This is why when you're in your mother's womb, you go through different stages. You look like a big-headed alien at one point, right? At one point, you're only female. At one point, you got gills and you can breathe underwater. You go through this whole cycle of birth in different stages because of your DNA. Okay? The person who truly gave the Anunnaki the correct process of doing this was Lucifer. Lucifer. Lucifer, which is not his true name, that's what we call it, this entity who deals with... light and wisdom and knowledge, right? Who is more of a feminine deity who can be sought out in the universe by higher entities. Lucifer can is pretty much a problem solver. The male version of Lucifer will be closer to Thoth, the god Thoth, who's also a problem solver, who's a teacher of mankind, a teacher of the universe. All the gods in Egypt were taught by Thoth. Right? Thoth was a self-created entity. The true version of that energy is Lucifer, okay? Lucifer is put down on this earth as a person who becomes Satan, which is not true. Satan is a title of extraterrestrials, right? But to go back to the story, Lucifer was the one that gave the Anunnaki this idea. Lucifer was in that dimension at the time and told Anunnaki, you know, you guys can do this all over, and this time we'll do it the correct way. So we got together and we created councils. We must understand, all these galactic councils, they don't just guard the universe, they guard us. They make sure that the program goes as directed. Lucifer sits on that council as a different entity in a different form. Certain Anunnakis, who are more like prime ministers of the Anunnaki, they sit on these boards. You got the Zeta Reptilians, the Pleiadians. You have the Draconians, believe it or not, certain aspects of Draconians. All of the Drake people from Draco are not evil, right? You have Dragon Lords, Time Lords. You have different entities that sit in what they call the inner circle of the Galactic Council and the outer circle of the Galactic Council. These entities all got together, created humans, and said, let's allow man to evolve, okay? Let's allow man to evolve, but let's make it hard for him. And I'm going to tell you why they decided. Now, they said, let's make it hard for man on a second term, because they realized something very special about man. This goes back to when they planted man here and gave man the ability to be and do whatever he wants. And then, you know, the Galactic Council watched over them, but at the same time, the heads of this whole thing, the Anunnaki, they left. They went to go do other things. And they said, oh, we'll come back and check. You know, they were getting reports that man is evolving, man is advancing. And it was happening so rapidly until they got a report to come, hey, y'all need to come back now, man. These people is like, they advance and evolving way beyond what we expected. And because man had access to his kundalini at will, he had access to all of his brain power, he had the access to tap into the DNA of all the extraterrestrial data involved, it made him more powerful than everybody on the Galactic Council. Man became so powerful until man realized that it was more powerful than the gods that that created them, right? Man realized that, the entities at that time. They also went ahead and built Lumeria and Atlantis. When the gods approached the Atlantean Council, who knew about the Galactic Council, when they approached them and said, hey, y'all need to stand down and y'all need, we're going to break y'all up. They had a whole new plan for the Atlanteans. The Atlanteans refused to abide by those rules, so a fight broke out. Okay? We were an advanced group of people. We were so advanced until we were actually going to create a portal to go straight to the higher dimensions. We had stargates. This is where they talk about in the Bible how man was, language was separated because they were building a stairway to heaven. That stairway was actually a stargate that they had multiple stargates to go to different dimensions. Okay? Somebody named Destiny sent me a donation. Thank you. They pretty much refused to abide by the council's rules. They had stargates that can go to fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension. They had built stargates that can go to any dimension they wanted to. Once this happened, once they built these stargates, family, the council didn't like this stuff, right? They felt like we were too protected. And we were too sheltered, and we were allowed to do too much. So what they decided to do was make us stand down, and they were still more advanced than us. So we lost the war. Let's just say that. Humans lost the war with their gods. And when the war was lost, the language of man was separated. What does that really mean? Let's talk about that for a second. What does it mean by the language of man? Does it actually mean words and languages were separated? No. What it really means by man was separated by language, language actually comes out of your DNA. Okay? So what they're really saying is that the gods shut down the language. They shut down the ability for man to tap into the data, the language, the DNA. They shut the ability for us to tap into our DNA at will. They shut that down. This is why, family, you have junk DNA. Man, a part of me wants to put this on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I feel like more people need to hear this, but y'all gonna get this first, and I'll put it up on YouTube maybe a few days later. So that's what happened. The DNA was shut down, and the language was shut down. This is why, family, when you speak Hebrew, right? When you speak Latin, when you speak Arabic, or even Babylonian, or other secret languages, right? These languages activate aspects of your DNA. When you say the right tonal language, it activates your DNA. It makes your spell work more powerful. It makes you more powerful by speaking in that language. So our DNA was shut down, and we were separated from our power to the point where we can access our kundalini at will. We were shut down from the ability to levitate at will, to be telepathic at will. So we were pretty much shut down, and they didn't shut it down to the point we could never access it again. They shut it down to the point where, you know, they didn't want us to access it easily. Let's just say that. They didn't want us to easily access the DNA. Once that happened, a new plan was created for man. They knew that we would tap into our potential again, right? And they realized that how powerful and how precious man was, mankind was. So what they decided to do this time was shield us again, but this time shut our DNA down and give us an adversary. So with that being said, certain, this is all part of the Lucifer program, fam. Certain energies were allowed to come here. These energies were people who recently separated from Enki, one of our gods, one of our physical gods, who we also call Yahweh, right? They were allowed to separate and come to Earth, right? These were renegades, people who were against Enki. They're allowed to come here, but they were told you cannot destroy man as a whole. Make it hard for him. If man chooses to follow you, so be it. If he chooses not to follow you, so be it. But you cannot force him to do anything. But you have the ability to persuade him. These people became Satanists, as we know today. That's why I tell you guys, Satan is an extraterrestrial. It's not a guy with horns who lives in hell. Satan is a title that many extraterrestrials gain that are adversaries against the Most High, who is Enki, or Yahweh. Once this happens, family, these entities are also allowed to have access to demonic demons. You know, they talk about a certain group of demons that won't be released until the last days. They'll be released from the bounds of hell. They're bound in the lowest parts of hell, right? They're talking about certain Kalipotic demons who are so powerful they could easily take our archangels. Right? These are extremely old, powerful angels that are locked away, that chooses not to connect back to the Creator. They choose to be separate, and they have that choice. But they're locked away for now because they're too powerful. Too powerful, right? So the Creator itself had to lock them away. One day, aspects of their power will be released. But these beings, these Satanists, were allowed to influence man. So this is why a lot of these secret societies, you have people who can offer you things because they have the power of the Anunnaki behind them and certain demonic energies who deem themselves to be demonic gods, right? Some of them actually are demonic gods. They persuade man, right? I'm not going to say they're all evil. They offer man some good lives. But it's not in, it doesn't line up with the Lucifer program. The Lucifer program is about man tapping into his true light, right? And man tapping into his true potential and overcoming these Satanists, right? Not falling for the illusion or the program. I believe there's been over 150 cases of people in the world have turned themselves into light. 150 documented cases of people who have transformed themselves into light bodies. It's pretty powerful. There's been many ascended masters on this planet. There's been many spiritual teachers. There's been lots of people who have evolved themselves spiritually. So we know the program works. The harder you put your foot on man, the stronger he gets. This is why some of your lives are hard. It's supposed to be. You're being tested. If you only stand up and face your accuser, if you only stand up and face your adversary, you will find out a very big secret, just like I did. You're more powerful than the one that's trying to hurt you. Learn how to fight. Life ain't about what you accomplish. It's about what you can overcome. Trust me when I tell you that. Brother, you said talk to the millionaires. I talk to people that got stuff, money and everything. What you guys got to understand is that they cover a lot of their hurts and pains with material things, with accomplishments, and they're still hurt. They must learn that life is about overcoming these things, because all the things that they acquired is an illusion. For me, the only reason I acquire physical things is for my daughter, for my future generations, when I'm gone. Don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean that we don't have the right to enjoy our lives. Absolutely, I do things to enjoy my life. But my main focus of obtaining physical things, whether it's properties, real estate, houses, money, even land for TP and the Watch the Series Nation, this is all for future generations. It's for your future generation, my future generation. I'm going on to the next experience. I'm trying to get to the next higher world. I'm not trying to stay here. But while I'm here, I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to overcome my obstacles and overcome my adversary. And I want you guys to do the same. This is what the Lucifer program is about. It's about learning that this world is an illusion and learning how to tap into your true potential so you can get back to the telepathy, the levitation, your God selves. That's what they realized. Man could not live as his God self so fast. He had to slowly earn it. So they locked down your true nature, and they made you work for it. And they realized that the more pressure that's put on man, the more his potential gets unlocked. Put him in a corner and see what he does. As he evolves, he just realizes one day. You know what I mean? He just comes to a realization. He becomes enlightened. You ever see those superhero movies when they start pressuring or putting, I was just watching Lois and Clark, or Superman and Lois, I think it's called, on the CW Network. Good show, by the way. And Superman has sons, and his one son's powers didn't activate until the son was pushed into a corner, and the son was forced, his power was forced to come out. That's how his power came out. That's how it happened for a lot of us. Brother Yusef was at the point where I had the gun to my head, going to commit suicide, and I was forced, I was put at a point where I had to make a decision, okay? At that point, family, I chose to evolve. When I did, my whole life changed. I chose to overcome instead of getting down and laying down. You know, like they say, like people say, I'd rather die at my feet than live on my knees. That's really my mentality today. I'm not going to let these lower forces put me down. I can't do it. I'm going to do the best I can. Okay? I want you guys to do the best you can. That's what the Lucifer program is. It is simply something that was created by your physical gods, the Anunnaki, who created your bodies, right? Those are the gods of your body, your physical body. They are not the gods of your soul. You have the own god of your soul. The gods of your physical bodies put you down here and you were perfect. And then they shut down your DNA because they wanted you to work to get this back instead of it being given to you. Because when it was given to you, you was a spoiled brat. We were spoiled brats. And they had to give us an ass whooping and take away our toys. in so many words, okay? Now we have to earn our toys back. A good example of that is the movie Thor. Go watch the first Thor movie when his father gave him the power to be Thor. And Thor was a spoiled brat. He thought he could run around in nine realms and do whatever he wanted. His daddy said, get your ass out of the house, boy. Kicked him out of the house, banished him from Asgard. By doing that, he shut down his potential. But he always had the potential in him if he earned it. Anyone who holds his hammer, if he be worthy, may he possess the power of Thor. So Thor had to be worthy to possess the power of Thor. He had to go through trials. He had to go through something to make himself worthy. That's the same thing with us, family. We already have the power. We just have to be worthy of it. That's why you're down here. That's what the Lucifer program is all about. It's about you becoming worthy of obtaining the power that's already yours. That's why you chose to come down here, so you could be worthy. So realize the spiritual struggles you go through, you're supposed to be going through it. Be careful. What you want to be careful of is distractions. Don't let the world distract you, right? By relationships, by family. Don't be distracted, family. Right? Don't be distracted. Fight. Overcome. So that you can be worthy. And you will complete this program that we call the Lucifer program.
Mm.
Right? So Lucifer came to help man. I'm not saying you need to worship Lucifer. What I'm saying is that the Lucifer program was created to help man. Okay? Created to help man. Once you overcome the Lucifer program, the Lucifer program is shut down. It shuts down in your system. The program is shut off and shut down in your system.
Uh-oh.
Once you overcome this Lucifer program. And you will be allowed to evolve to the next level. So you could look at the Lucifer program as something that is bad, right? And that's how most people look at the Lucifer program. This is really bad, and Lucifer's evil for this. Yeah, you could say that. But if you really look at a deeper level, Lucifer's not evil. He's doing you a favor. He's making you worthy to call yourself a goddess or a god. That's all that's happening, family. You're being tested so you can be worthy. That's all. So I want to encourage you guys with this and talk to you guys about this story, about this Lucifer program that was created to help you. But it depends on how you look at it. It can be looked at as something that's here to hold you down, and it will hold you down if you let it. But if you fight and overcome the tests and trials, you will be able to pick up your hammer like Thor. You'll be worthy. Like Shane Gold. Like Thor. You'll be worthy, all right? So I just want to share this with you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I love you guys. I'm going to see you guys in the next video. Peace, family.
Mike, my son, Rafael, he's in trouble. I got to get him out of Mexico.
Get you in and keep your eyes on that.
Let's go.
Mike.
We got to
get out of here. You're not COVID?
I used to be a lot of things.
We all have to make choices in life, kids. You have to make yours.
Crime Macho. The theaters and on HBO Max. Rated PG-13.
I do apologize, guys. I thought the song was playing.
thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody who is listening, definitely appreciate you guys. As always, I had a moment just right now. Y'all, people are checking out. People are checking out. Like, it's unreal. It's unreal. People always transition and always die. It's about energy and what we pay attention to. You know, this has been going on as far as, you know, deaths and transition. It's just been more on the radar and more paramount, you know what I'm saying, than ever before, in my opinion. And a friend of mine, you know, I love beautiful souls. I attract beautiful souls because I am a beautiful soul. And I attracted her, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, and we were coworkers. And you know how you lose contact with coworkers and stuff, because you know. But this is like family. Anybody that I attract more than like 5 years is really like family to me. You know what I mean? It takes a minute, you guys, for me to, you know. I mean, I'm learning this about myself, even with spiritual family. I mean, we got to at least put 5 years plus in before I should even call you family. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of things happen. And, you know, it's just, anyway, she lost her, the love of her life. Again, a beautiful soul. They all were beautiful souls. I mean, her boyfriend and the baby. I mean, all beautiful souls, you know, and I was so happy for them. Y'all, I promise you, everything was going on normal. Just about 3 days ago, she made a post. I just lost the love of my life and the father of my son. And just a blink of an eye, he was gone, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This dude does nothing but go home, work, come home to his newborn baby, happy. You know what I'm saying? Innocent dude, good brother. Don't bother nobody. Gone. So I say that to say, you guys, if you have somebody that you truly love, that you truly admire, you know what I'm saying, that you truly adore, you know, let them know that you love them. Don't, just not, more than just by telling them, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, Kendrick Lamar said it best, love is more than a verbiage, you know what I'm saying, we have to show, you know, that we truly love them in action versus, you know, just saying I love you ain't gonna cut it. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to just insert that real quick, guys, because that was on my heart. You know what I'm saying? So to anybody that's still around, you know, within my circles, all y'all, you know, I truly love you guys. And I show you guys, too. So going back to thank you all to the listeners. I definitely appreciate you guys for listening. I hope you guys got something out of that Lucifer program. I wanted to play that because if you're just tuning in, please go back and listen to that. But I wanted to insert that, guys, because we are taught that all these things are bad. You know, Lucifer is bad, the devil is bad, you know, all these bad. But we want to know the truth, right? But when it comes to the truth, are we really ready for the truth? But not in a fearful way. You know what I'm saying? Because when we start to discover some of the real shit, you know what I'm saying? We living in an upside down world. As they say, you know, everything is in reverse. I think we underestimate when we hear these cliches, you know what I'm saying, about everything is in reverse. Literally, you know what I mean? Upside down world. So just what if the Lucifer program isn't something bad, you know what I'm saying, but this whole earth, you know what I'm saying, is a program, is within its fucking self. Tingling moment, you know. somebody I listened to the other day said, we are all nothing but computer programs telling the other computer program what the computer program should be doing. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You know, all of this shit is computer programs telling the other computer program how to operate the computer program. You know what I'm saying? So how dare we, you know, say that my program is better than your program. It is a motherfucking program, okay, at the end of the day. And, I mean, maybe that's the accountability. shit, you know, on a higher level. So just what if the bigger and the biggest in the ultimate picture is this? The Lucifer program, this program that we call Earth, right? And it was designed for you to overcome. This whole program, Earth, you know, what we think is life, is a program. Nature is a program. You know what I'm saying? Lucifer, we think it is bad, but a lot like nature, a program. You know, how a flower blooms, a program. You know what I'm saying? So to go out, I am going to play the program clip because I'm going to play it twice because it's very important and you guys need to hear it. And then I will close out after that. But just, you know, let that marinate, you guys. I'm not going to be long. I'm wrapping this up. The shows are going to be shorter going forward. You know what I'm saying? All we need is an hour or two just to kind of get some information in, guys. So, what else? You know, it's for my notes, right? Who is really controlling all of this? You know, we say the Anunnaki, you know, the Anunnaki, right, created humans, which is us, to mine gold, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people coin to say that we are the original AI, right? So how are we to get upset with this artificial intelligence system that we're seeing, you know what I'm saying, but to, you know, like the Anunnaki or the giants or, you know, and I don't even want to say giants anymore because that is a whole different story. I'm cracking some shit on that. But, y'all, when it comes to unmasking this onion, when we get to some of those levels, those that know. When you get to some of those levels, you just have to stop and say, okay, whoa. They call it the rabbit hole, but baby, when you get to level 4 and 5 in the rabbit hole, you just have to stop and just take a moment because it gets freaky. It gets freaky, but not in a fearful way, but in a way that you start to understand that this really is an upside down world, you guys. You know what I'm saying? So keep it coming. You know, you probably have to tell your ancestors or tell your universe or life, you know, okay, whoa, slow down. Okay, hold on. You're taking me too fast. and I think when we kind of put that out that, okay, this is too much, you know what I'm saying? It slows up a bit, but, you know, still, you know, we can't be fearful of the things that we start to find, all right? So, in wrapping up, you guys, the Lucifer program is pretty much the true overcoming, and as a brother stated, that you have to earn your way back, you know what I'm saying? You are more powerful, and I want to close out with this, guys. Always remember that you are more powerful than what's trying to hurt you. Very important. All right. So, all right, guys. Till next time, guys, please make sure you join us every weekend. Spiritual Soul Sunday and Motivational Classroom is at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. And what else we got? Mary Fox is going to be coming back to air, I believe, the first Monday in October at 8 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, and, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, sorry, and Professor Kaba and his daughters, Sasha Candice. Sasha has a new book coming out, too, and I believe Professor Kaba has a book out, too, so be sure that you're joining them every other Tuesday here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. All right, you guys, I believe that is it. And this is Brother Wisdom, and he pretty much tells you guys about programs, guys. So just think about it. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. All right, guys, till next time. Peace.
Brother, sister, the Celestial Energies, Brother Wisdom, you know, I checked out the YouTube Center and posting no feet. And this is something that our folks have really, really struggled with in the past, and now that we have awakened ourselves, the struggle is no more. Now it's more so of we aligning ourselves with certain energies in order to dominate the entire infrastructure that was created. Now, watching as their programs are crumbling, the money programs, you know, that whole money program, that corporation, that business program that they created is crumbling, and now I see where, you know, this Arcturian Trump is and his Arcturian counterparts are working because they're trying to they had this Nassara act going on where they want to dissolve the corporate and bring back the We the People. And you got to remember that We the People is only for the so-called white folk and not for the original beings of this world. And that's how it was written, you know. So what we have to understand is the programs that they created are crumbling, and this is the reason why we must take advantage of this crumbling program and begin to re-implement our original program. The planet of the program is a tropical program, okay? Our planet is a tropical planet, all right? The entire planet, no part of the planet is supposed to be cold, all right? You have to remember, if you go back into your past lives, you will see that the most furthest point of the planet, the North Pole and the South Pole, were actually the hottest points of the planet and not the equator, right? The North Pole and the South Pole reached at temperatures well over 150 degrees, 160 degrees, and there were brothers and sisters who lived in that type of setting. Then you have, of course, the South Pole, which the average temperature was about 120 to 130 degrees, all right? And there was brothers and sisters who also lived in that climate area. As far as what you call the islands, because every plant, every land is not a continent, it's an island, all right? Continent has to do with corporations, all right? When I went and looked up the etymology of continent, it had to do with ownership. Like the American continent is that America owns the land. Continent literally means to own, all right? So when they say the African continent, whoever named that land Africa, their family are supposed to be owners of the land, okay? So you see who's working over there, the Chinese, the French, the Dutch, all right? So the word continent literally means to own, all right? All of the lands are islands. Majority of our planet is water. So all of the lands are islands. That's why we call it our land here Turtle Island. This is a huge island, all right? And it's growing, okay? So the programs that they set up were designed to alter the original program of nature, which is tropical program. And this is how we created it, because we created it this way so that the sun can feed our bodies. We created all of this, and then it recreated us, right? Just like we who are cosmic beings, we so-called black people, who you say created the cosmos. At some point of infinite time, we created the cosmos, and in return, the cosmic energy recreated us. This is symmetry of it all. This is why we can leak into all of these different energies without being harmed. All right? Because we created the same energy that recreated us. All right? That's how it works. You know, that's why I just just like when we go into meditation. Meditation is a program, all right? When you look into meditation, you're looking into the cosmic program, the cosmic in nature program. So you hold your hand out and you close your eyes, and that you instantly link into the cosmos, and you feel that energy coming straight down, because energy has no boundaries. So the energy is already there. You just link into the energy, all right? And wherever you are, there are different levels of energy. So you can go on one place and you feel an extremely high level of energy. You go another place and the energy is even higher. You're like, wow. So the energy is already here. It's just wherever you are, you link into that energy, all right? So meditation, you go into the meditation program, and therefore you link into infinite energies, infinite levels of intelligence, all right? You got intelligences, all right? Not just one intelligence, there's multiple levels of intelligence, all right? So these are the programs that you link into, and these programs are designed to take you into a higher level. You know, I was talking to a brother, and he was talking on the level of our planet growing, and he said, well, what's the reason for the earthquakes, and what's the reason for our planet growing? I said, you got to understand our planet runs on a program. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't understand that. He couldn't perceive that type of knowledge, because his program, he desired to design his program to link only into the books that are written. Everything that is written is a program, all right? So in order for us to truly succeed, we must link into the original programs that are already, that we created for our planet, all right? So just like we said, the winter program, the fall program, the spring program, all these different levels are dependent upon the devices that they put into that they use to control the atmosphere, right? The devices that they use to control the atmosphere, as well as the stuff they spray in the sky, right? So everything that you're dealing with is lower atmosphere. All right, and everything that they spray in the sky, which is that those devices link into whatever they spray in the sky, and this is the winter program, the fall program, all right, what they call summertime. Time literally means program, summer program. So this is when they say, okay, well, we're going to allow the original program to operate the way it's supposed to operate, but then we're going to alter this original program and create our own programs. All right? Trees are supposed to be everywhere. Trees are part of the programs of our planet. They destroyed the trees and put up all these buildings, which means that in turn, we're going to have to destroy all these buildings and replant all the trees. All the trees can come back with a fuck, right? But first, we have to create our devices in order to make this thing happen, all right? So all of these programs, these are all programs, all right? So the whole issue is that we must link into the cosmic design program, which is going to take us back to this infinite energy and power that releases certain portals and gateways within us, which would allow us to be a more powerful, which is called cyborgs or organic beings, okay? So understand that there are programs everywhere, even this time program that they created. Now, I'm going to go into, later on, I'm going to go into what I shared on the YouTube posting, you know, months are weeks, and weeks are days, and days are hours. All right, we're going to go into that, because the original energy, the original tropical program that's on our planet, that's the entire planet is tropical. It's supposed to be hot on the entire planet. All right, that's the way we designed it. We designed this the entire solar system, this entire galaxy, to be this way. All right, don't listen to mankind, because they try to alter the program, just like the water said, the Atlantic water said. You know, they're trying to keep the ice wall up in that Ashta because they're scared of what's behind. They know what's to come. So they're trying to keep the ice wall up, and in the meantime, they want our brothers and sisters and others to believe that, oh, this ice is a natural occurrence that's happening, and it's supposed to be cold. No, it's supposed to be hot on both ends, the North Pole and the South Pole. So this is a program. Right now, the North Pole is literally extremely hot. It's ranging anywhere from 150 to 180 degrees, which is the original program that we created. So just want to show you all, talk to you all about these programs that are supposed to be in place and how we must return back to our original program, which our original program is designers. We're the true original designers of this planet. And I mean, not only did we have structures, we had fields. We had fields of different gardens. We had gardens and with different types of flowers, and, you know, because each flower is a different program. Each flower has a different type of energy that it emits, each flower, all right, each flower. So that energy that flower emits, you smell the energy through its aroma, all right? So that's the energy that it is emitting in the air, all right? So these are all different programs on the planet. Everything is a program. And we as the original beings were designed to protect and to build new programs to keep the planetary energy in balance, which this is where we must return back to. This is where we return, all right? Me as a timekeeper, it's my duty to bring back the original time program that's supposed to be here on the planet. Because the energy moves extremely slow. Energy does not move as fast as mankind wants. Mankind creates time and this time program for mass production. Because you're talking about an inorganic artificial intelligence being who wants things done instantly or mass production for money, because that money program, which is an obsolete program, which is a virus, all right, this is their only way to contain energy through this program. So our duty is to reignite that original program, and we do this by building and creating, all right, by linking ourselves into the nature program, by building and getting on the ground and building for nature and not for profit, all right? We're not doing this for profit. We're taking the money, using the money program to create a more dynamic program on the planet, which is the natural, which is the program of nature, all right? So you got to understand that everything here, what we're dealing with are programs, all right? The school program, the church program, the money program, the business program, they're all programs, all right? And all of these programs are designed to take the original beings away from the original program, all right, so that the inorganic beings can freely operate the way they feel like they want to. But now that we have awakened that free operation of whatever they want to do in our house can no longer be in place. All right, brothers and sisters, so I share that with you all. There's no hate speech, none of this stuff here. Only thing I'm doing is sharing it with you all about the programs. Everything is a program on the planet. All right, everything. Even when you go to the stores, you go to the strip malls. When you go to the strip malls, I want you guys to look up at the top of the buildings, and you're going to see like a circle or a square. All right, those are dimensional shapes, which means that that circle that's on top of that building is a program, it's a dimensional program was designed to try to draw your energy to those buildings. Alright? These are all programs. Everything is programmed. Everything on the planet is a program. You got the air program, you got the sun program, you got, and these are infinite programs. These are programs that they don't do. What happens is they grow because this is a natural energy. Natural energy grows. A virus, only thing a virus can do is zoop, and it never grows. As we see the money system, the business system, whatever, it only zoops and it never grows. It keeps doing the same thing over and over and over, and the original beings get caught up in the loop, thinking that they are going somewhere when in reality they are not going anywhere but a circle, the same circle over and over and over. All right, so programs, we have to redesign the program. This, just like we said, when we began to build these new structures and these new dimensional structures or whatever that we build, these new towers, these temples, we're going to begin to re-implement new ley lines, which means that we're going to have to fight for what we build. And you got to understand, when you start building these structures are going to emit powers and certain powers and certain energies into your body, which means that your body will begin to return to the original program that it was created to do. We were created to fly, levitate, teleport, because we are multidimensional celestial deities, as we so-called black people on the planet. Multidimensional celestial deities, which means that we run on a cosmic program as well as a nature program. It's the duality, that masculine feminine. Okay? So when you begin to build these structures, and these structures are sending out energies into the atmosphere, you're going to start seeing changes and all of our kinfolk, which means that this whole music program, television program, everything is going to change, and we're instantly going to begin to venture towards our original programs that we come from, and we're going to see things in a totally different light, all right, instead of sitting up in front of a video game all day long thinking that we're accomplishing something. We're actually going to be really, really accomplishing things on the planet on a cosmic level, on a cosmic basis, you know, all right? So you got to remember, just like we said last night, every blood cell in your body is linked into a different universe within the cosmos, which means the universe is infinite. The cosmos is infinite, all these different universes. So, you know, go back to your original program, link into that original power, all right? I shared it with you all, and I'll catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-cycle celestial angelic beings and the chaos running forever and ever. Much power to
all. All right, you guys. As you can see, I want to say first that the Lucifer program, excuse me, not the Lucifer program, programs altogether do not have to be a bad thing. You know, I had that high moment as, you know, he was speaking, you know what I mean? We think of programs thinking, you know, I think our ego kind of arises because we think something is controlling us or taking over us and other. But programs may be, in fact, things that are, I don't know what word should I replace programs with, but it could be a systematic thing, right, that we could tap into, such as nature, such as money, such as education, but it doesn't have to be the virus in which these programs have, that the program may have attracted, you know what I'm saying? Here probably explains the time loops, you know what I'm saying, the different time loops that we're in, you know, that's a virus, you know, Dr. Strange, you know, looping and looping and looping and not truly going anywhere, you know, that's a virus, you know what I'm saying? So just think, you know, what is the virus? And the money program, the educational program, things, these programs that are, remember, programs do not have to be a bad thing, right? These programs that are still in place, why not we now, you know, take this and use it in balance. You know, you start to, the school, if you are not blind, okay, you see that the school systems are slowly shutting down. You know, again, nothing is going back to normal, top of the show, right? So how about, you know, homeschooling, right? What if this is the universe's way of inserting, now is the time to try something different? But we're not listening because we want things to go back to, quote, normal, which is the virus. Normal is the virus. Hello. I'm going to close with that. Nina Simone, ancestors, all those that stood before us who stood and fought back for the authentic, deepest truth. Shout out to the womb. Shout out to Mother Nature. It knows I love her. You know, it knows that these programs have to be dismantled also. So it is her challenging her. If you're wise, you'll know. All right, guys. Peace.
Well, what's free to you?
What's free to me? Yeah. Same thing is to you? You tell me.
No, you tell me. No. Because that's a talking for such a
long. It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. It's like, how do you tell somebody how it feels to be in love? How are you going to tell anybody who has not been in love how it feels to be in love? You cannot do it to save their life. You can describe things, but you can't tell them. But you know it when it happens. That's what I mean by free. I've had a couple of times on stage when I really felt free. And I'm not now. That's so really now. Like, I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear. I mean, really, no fear. If I could have that half of my life, no fear. Lots of children have no fear. That's the closest way, that's the only way I can describe it. That's not all of it. But it is something to really, really feel.
They play enough. I don't know if I'm right or not. Tell me whoever stops going up.
We're just beginning. The world's a door for boys and girls, for girls and boys.
Tell me whoever stops growing.
Yeah, still riding big wheels, still addicted to J's. Favorite team with my fitted in every color they make. I paint the town in every city I stay. ADD or you just never really learn how to play. A living, breathing, walking memory on memory lane. Tell me, are we really moving or just dreaming in place? What's the day? Out of space, still in search of something great.
Something great.
In the museum of broken toys, just trying to fill the void. Yeah, I wake up a different year, different fears. Tables turn, I try not to interfere. Yeah, shifting gears, trying to steer, things change, see it getting smaller, am I ripping mirror, are you here, are you really here, can you hear me clear, biggest fear, hate to say goodbye, hate to disappear, yeah, tell me, are you really here, if it's just imagination, hate to see it disappear.
They tell me that I play a lot, but I don't think that they play enough, I don't know if I'm right or not, tell me who. Stops growing up. We're just beginning. The world's a toy for boys and girls and boys. Tell me whoever stops growing up.
Yeah, how you expect to mean something to the world if the world don't mean something to you?
Hey.
Ay, focusing on all the negative, the only thing that's negative is something in you. Ay, we become the people that hurt us the most. That's why the saying is keep your enemies close. Start giving attention to what you don't want in life, or be prepared to experience it the most. I became everything I used to criticize. How that look inside the critic's eyes. Yeah.